This is the April 30th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bondner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. Before us, we'll be reviewing the late files submitted to the Clark County BOE. The first one is a request for reconvene from Meng Chen for property ID 17596200. They're using reconvening code 1. And they said, we just received this form earlier this year and didn't know the value had been changed. We were really surprised when we saw it. Since we did not receive the relevant information last year, we were unable to file an appeal. Reconvening code 1 does state that they submit an affidavit saying that they did not receive the notice of value at least 15 days prior to the deadline.
So it fits the criteria, right?
Potentially, yeah, if you all think so.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with me.
All right, okay to Chen. Next, we have Joseph Lum. He submitted a good cause request form for property ID 20668522828. He used reason code 3B on the good cause request form, which states the taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the deadline because they were absent for more than 15 days of the filing deadline. He stated, I live in and own two homes in Fresno, California and Brush Prairie, Washington. Fresno home is at the address. Brush Prairie home is here. I go back and forth between these homes. I was absent from home for more than 15 days at the other home. I also never saw the notices in the mail and think it is due to my change in ownership of the house and mail issues. He did purchase the house in March of last year. I have seen the former owner's mail as well as misdelivered neighbor's mail show up in my mailbox, and neighbors have given me mail addressed to me that was misdelivered to them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And our last one is from Christina Thompson. That she said she submitted a good cause request form and a request for reconvene, I think both, actually. Her property ID is not written there. Let me pull it up. I wrote it down. 19412500. She stated, I did not receive the notice or the tax bill address. Her address in the system was incorrect. I changed it this month in April 2025. I did confirm the address in the Property Information Center did not match this, so there was a mailing error and did not receive it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. That concludes the late files that were submitted before April 30th. I will close the
hearing. Close that hearing then.
This is the April 30th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 579 for property ID 11478317. The property is owned by Somerset Investors, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Mike Burns here representing the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury? Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your client's property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And I am going to point out a couple of things before I turn it over to you. On your calculation sheet, let me get in the right place here. You come up with a value of $20,238,300. And then you put 20 million in on your form, 20 million even. They have assessed it at 20,173,700, but say that the market value conclusion is 21,065,100. Now, by all rights, they could, in this hearing, because you've opened up a hearing, they could demand it to be 21,065. Instead of the 20,173,700. They generally do not do that, and since they're not at the meeting, they're unlikely to do that. But I'm just saying that is a possibility.
Right, yeah. So I requested that we dismiss this case. Client disagreed.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, so I requested to dismiss this case. So I spoke with the assessor's office about it. The client declined on that. For my evidence here, we have some market data, that's just based on some high level analysis from CoStar. I don't think we'd have a compelling case to proceed on this. So, personally, I would prefer just to dismiss the case. And, I don't want to waste your time this morning with this. So, and I personally do not want to end up the scenario we have.
So, what are you saying we should do then?
I would request that we just dismiss.
Just what?
Dismiss the case.
Well, we're already in session now. We have to opine on it one way or the other.
But if you accept their value, we can go ahead and close the hearing. And
yes,
we can take care of the.
Yeah, I accept the value.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, close the hearing.
Right.